Ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here on this glorious day to witness the union of Edward Cullen and Bella Swan.
If you ever leave me, baby.
Hi, Edward Cullen.
Take you, Bella Swan.
Take you, Bella Swan.
To have and to hold.
Leave some morphine at my door. Cause it would take a whole lot of medication to realize what we used to have. We don't have it anymore.
You tell me what's going on?
I'm late. My period's late.
One's orgasm of the day.
Is that where it comes on this?
Yeah, exactly. I tell you, when I get hungry, man, I get hungry. And when I get hungry and I'm eating, I start enjoying the fuck out of it. Like, that's my last meal. So I'm like, mm.
So you're having collard greens and fried chicken and waffles.
I got collard greens, fried chicken, waffles, some yams.
Purple drink.
Hot water cornbread.
Chitlins.
Yeah, because that's what they serve when you're on an island. They serve all the Negro foods out there. They serve the you know what I got? I got the Tyler Perry special.
Okay. Or the Lee Daniels special.
Yeah, I got the Butler special. Yeah. It's a slice of cornbread and then a string of green. with some half-topped off Kool-Aid. But that's about it. But welcome, everybody. Throwback Tuesday, episode 14. I'm your host, Phenomenal One, MoviesSportsPodcast.com.
This is Z from EOPodcast.com and TheFanCritic.com.
Today we'll be reviewing P1's chicken lunch special he has right now.
But it's only going to be your review then, because I don't know what it is.
It's funny because I remember when you asked me, hey, you ready to do this or whatever, and I was like, oh, I'm having lunch right now. That little shit we had wasn't enough.
Well, that's right, you were on a date with a Puerto Rican woman.
That's right, yeah. I'm expanding my, well, you say date, I say networking.
Oh, okay.
Now, granted, in that message I sent you, it said date, but still. Yeah, so we just had the movie spoilers Puerto Rico party, I guess, if you will.
Oh, you're expanding that far, huh?
Yeah, exactly, we're expanding that far, or ever getting internationally known or whatever. About, I think 7 or 8 people showed up. I don't count the dude that showed up, because that was his girlfriend, so I'd say 7. A little hangout, got the drinking. A lot of drinking, actually. I don't know how that happened, but ended up with me looking around crazy and shit. Flirting and mingling like usual. But you know the usual typical P1 at a party.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And
me waking up somewhere I probably didn't belong, but, you know.
At least you have your kidney.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. Maybe that's why I'm hungry. Let me see if I got any scars down there and see if somebody opened me up or whatever. Because, man, it gets deep down here in Rico. Especially when you start trailing off in the wrong territories.
And this is your last day in Puerto Rico?
Yes, sir. Well, today's Tuesday to the listeners or whatever. So to us, it's another day. We in the past right now. They'll be in the future.
Like with me.
Yeah, exactly. They'll be up there with you or whatever. In this backwards-ass country, I mean, state, or whatever the fuck this is considered.
I think it's just kind of called an island.
Yeah, it's not a state or anything. It's U.S. residents, let's just call it that.
Yeah. So.
But, episode? Leah sponsored you by grilled chicken and asparagus.
From the lovely hotel in Puerto Rico?
Yes, exactly. Lovely hotel. I think the maid here is trying to roof you my ass, because she's always constantly bringing me mojitos.
Is she hot?
I'd fuck her.
Do it. Do it for the good of the show.
All right, I'll turn the camera on then so you can watch or whatever and just pretend like she drugged me or whatever and be like, hey, why don't you come in here real quick? I need some help with something, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Lock the bathroom door and shit, be in here. Oh, senor! Senor, let me go! Senor! No, you want it. I know you do. You looked at me wrong. I know you want it.
So, it's episode 14, and we got a special treat for everybody.
Yeah, it brings you the worst of the worst, Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 1.
Yes, up against the first Twilight. So, we were doing Twilight regardless.
Yeah, exactly. Either way, it would have been Twilight, so...
So, I don't know who wins in this one.
Nobody wins in this one, unless we talk major shit, which I will be doing.
This one I would have, the first one I wouldn't have, but... This is what we need. We can't do great movies all the time. We have to do this shit.
Well, you know, the first one, I remember saying when I first saw it, meh, whatever, it gets a pass. Like, yeah, I give it a streaming at best, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then they made four more of those motherfuckers, and I said, you know what? I thought that first one was just going to be that movie and that movie alone, whatever. They didn't spawned off four more of these goddamn movies, and now it started a revolution of movies with Beastly, Red Riding Hood, Mortal Instruments, you know, shit like that, where I'm just like... No.
Are we going to talk about Mortal Instruments again?
You're fucking crazy. I'm telling you right now. You're fucking crazy. Okay? Because that is a spawn of Twilight itself, whatever.
I listened to your review. I listened to that. I listened to that with my comments.
That laughter. You heard me.
Leahy who tells me to fuck myself.
Yeah. Well, he's a World War Z hater, so, you know.
Well, at least I'm on time for my shows. Right in the gut.
That is a good point. That son of a bitch. He is so fucking fired. That's a damn shame. I've been out here for a fucking week or whatever. And how many shows have I done since being out here?
Two with me now. Two with him because you had the getaway. And your week show. And didn't you do one with Dragon and Wolf?
Yeah, and I was on my other show that I haven't been on in a while, Dragon and Wolf. So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah, he's so fired. So fucking fired. All you zombie haters, lovers out there are going to be like, oh, yeah, thank God.
God, we're going to get a lot of comments like, is he really? Is he?
Yes. Son of a bitch, you ever pull some shit like that again or whatever? Luckily, I was halfway drinking by the time he told me, oh, I couldn't do it or whatever. I was like, he's a motherfucker, you.
Oh. You should be funny if you do on your plane back to LA.
Use the plane Wi-Fi and be like, hey, you are so fired. It's not even funny. Or do the show while we're on the plane.
Do the show while you're on the plane. That'd be an experience for you, man.
The fucking, what's her name, the stewardess would be looking like, oh my God, such language.
Yeah. Well, you'll be in first class, won't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, at least it's not going to be an Inception type thing.
Yeah, well, you never know, whatever. Even though, you know, I do say things like terrorist and bombing and...
Oh, stuff that the marshal would come up and just beat the living fuck out of you? Because you're black?
Well, he'd probably do it anyway, whatever. As soon as I pull out a laptop, he'd be like, oh my God, what is that Negro doing with that?
Be like,
I sit down in first class, I'd be like, I'm sorry, sir, you might have the wrong seat or whatever. Your seat is back there in the back with Tim Meadows and Don Cheadle. We will bring you your cabasier in about 5 minutes, sir, once you sit down and say, the bitch, this is my seat or whatever. Let me see your boarding pass. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. It's so funny. I know you people are allowed up here.
So.
Wow, we're really trying to avoid this movie.
Let's just get it over with. All right. I'll do it the statistics. Breaking down part... And there wasn't really a need to break this down into two movies.
No, goddamn it, because... My sister and my mother, fans of the books or whatever. My mother hated the first and second one.
Okay.
Which was shocking, because she said she liked it so much. I was like, I'm surprised. She said that those two were the worst films she's ever seen in her life. And I was like, wow, okay. And my sister and them read the books. They read the book, and they told me that the book is very short or whatever. I don't know why it was broken up to two parts, whatever. And I remember when I saw this in theaters, I took my little sister, who was just excited as hell, which I it was worth it just to see her reaction, because I've never seen nobody react to a movie this way, whatever. Knees in the chair, giggling, giddying the whole time, and just looking. Oh, and plus I cursed out some little boy there, too, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
because he told me to scoot down or whatever, and I looked at him and said, you can go fuck off is what you can do, and I stuck my feet up in the air or whatever, and I was like, and then his parents came or whatever, and they were just like, that guy told me to fuck off, and I looked over at them and shit, and my sister was looking all nervous. She's like, oh my god. It's like 12 of them, B1, you can't fight all of them. I was just like, shit, that motherfucker shouldn't have told me to move down an aisle or whatever, shit, I was here first, shit.
If Jaden Smith can do that in Karate Kid, P1 can do that.
Exactly. I'm just saying, man. Hey, I was here first, and now you telling me. And he didn't even say it politely. He did his hand like you can scoop down or whatever. And I looked at him and was like, what the fuck he did not or whatever. Like, because it was an empty theater. We got there, like, earlier. Empty theater. All these empty seats. Me and my sister sit in the middle. This little bastard comes sit by me and say, can you scoop down or whatever? I'm looking at him like, the fuck what's wrong with all these other empty seats up in here if you got this many people with you? Ain't scooting down, you little nigglet ass nigga. What the hell you doing in here, shit, in this shit anyway? I know I'm here. What you doing here for, faggot? Nah, it's
That's funny. But I never seen any of these in theater.
This was the first one I saw in theaters.
Part one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because that was when you were doing early movie spoilers. That was the time you were doing it, so.
No, not really. Actually, I didn't start the Best in the West stuff till end of the year, Relina. This part one came out in like
2011. So yeah, part two was yours.
Well, I didn't start with Lena until end of December.
Yeah. Okay.
Of 2011. So.
Okay. So this one just barely missed it.
Yeah. This it made her Best special, which I was fucking.
Wait, her best movie?
Yeah. Exactly. I was just looking at her like.
You should have just said, okay, we can't work out. This ain't going to work out.
It baffled me, or whatever. Especially when she gave part two a C, and I was just like, it's weird with these movies. It's like, the fans of it recognize what's wrong with it, and there's some that doesn't recognize the problem with it. They just go like, oh, but it's still fun or enjoyable. But when she was just sitting up there giving her review, whatever, and I was just listening the whole time, and I was just like, wow, you just named everything that's wrong with it, and yet you still gave it a fucking C. It just blows my fucking mind. You should have heard my reaction when she said, she was like, I'm going to give it a C. And I was just like, well, for me, I'm just going to. I was like, wait, what? What'd you say? I can see. Okay. Abraham Lincoln Vampire, perfect example. I enjoy the shit out of that movie, but I recognize the problems with it. I even said it in my review. It's got some boring ass parts and whatever and shit. But I damn well didn't give that goddamn movie no fucking see it or whatever. I was like, yeah, okay, that's like a low printed at best, whatever. You know, there's a lot of shit we enjoy out there. You even enjoyed Mortal Instruments. But you didn't give it no fucking bucket.
No. It's even in my review, I think I gave it 3 stars on fancritic.com.
But you still didn't give it no 5 fucking stars.
No.
You enjoy a movie, but you recognize its problem, but you don't give it the highest fucking rating. You guess, like, come on.
I mean, it's like, let's see, what if we gave, like, buckets and see it was like Crow, District 9, Inception, stuff like that. Those are worth, you know, telling people to go see this movie. Breaking Dawn and Twilight, no.
No. I mean, honestly, even if you just take out, like, oh, what they do, whatever, it's just bad filmmaking in general. I mean, so, if you enjoy it, okay, that's for you, but for you to tell somebody to go see that shit? Good lord.
Exactly.
But, yeah, so, 2011, I saw this in theaters. First one I saw in theaters, and I was just looking at that, like, I remember I even caught up with all of them, too, because I watched them all at home on Showtime or whatever, and I was just watching them, I was just like,
Did you watch him alone?
My little sister was over at the time, whatever. She walked in every now and then or whatever. I mean, okay. The first one I watched alone, if I recall. I remember I watched that when it first came out, but I watched it at home as well, whatever. The second one and third one was the ones I never saw, and I watched those two at home back to back because they came on, like, on Showtime, like, repeatedly or whatever, and I was like, and they were fucking horrible. I was just sitting there. I was like, it's one of those things where people probably say, oh, why did you watch it then? I was like, one of those things where you hear so many people give it shit, whatever, and you don't want to be on that bandwagon saying, oh, yeah, it's shit, and you've never even seen the fucking movie yet.
Yeah.
Like, you can't give shit to something you ain't never seen.
You put One Direction and worse stuff on your poll. And that was before it was even released.
Yeah, exactly.
So you just hypocrited yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I did that for fun. Come on now.
Okay.
And it's funny because that's winning in the poll.
That's winning. Is it really? Excellent.
I thought that was funny, whatever. I was like, I'll put one down. Because I needed one more in there, whatever. And I was like, oh, what's another? And I was like, all right, I'll put One Direction, whatever.
That's excellent.
I ain't hypocrite myself. I saw that fucking movie. So shut your fucking mouth.
And I'm sorry for your loss.
Yeah. Well, at least I got paid for it. Yeah. That's the beauty out of that, or whatever. Hey, I got paid for it. That wasn't that bad.
I wish I could see movies and get paid for it.
I mean, it wasn't that bad, honestly. I'll sit up here and I already said my 2 cents on it, whatever. I mean, the funnest experience I got out of it is watching which one would become gay. Have the drug problem, which one would be going back to his hometown, become a nobody, you know.
So are you doing a pool?
Yeah, something like that, whatever.
First one to die?
The music is horrible. I can say that right now. They're like, oh my god, these songs suck.
Well, let's talk about Twilight.
Yeah, so what's the synopsis here?
This is the fourth Twilight movie, and this is leading up to Bella and Edward's wedding.
And actually, doesn't it open up with the wedding?
It opens up because everyone gets like the reception, and Jacob gets all pissed off and takes his shirt off like he does the whole series.
This one is more leading up to the pregnancy.
Yeah, it's more, the first, like, 20 minutes is the wedding, then you got the honeymoon, which is like an hour of just sex, and bed.
I'm sorry, that was a badass honeymoon, though, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it was
then again, when you've been living for centuries and shit, and you got millions of dollars, I can see why, you know.
Yeah, and then the last part is with the pregnancy, so there's three parts of this movie.
It's funny you brought that up, because I thought it was no parts of the movie or whatever, because, goddamn, I mean, pretty much the synopsis here is Bella and Edward finally get wet married. That's the wedding that everyone's been wanting for, right? Everybody's been wanting to see this. And my god, was this movie over 2 hours? How the fuck did they stretch this movie out?
I want to say it's because of the honeymoon shit.
They literally stretched this shit out to almost 2 hours, two hours plus, at that. And there's literally just scenes of them talking. You know what I hated part two so much or whatever? I'll make a comparison to Harry Potter while they broke up. In Harry Potter part one, they had this build up to this epic battle that was going to happen between Voldemort and Harry or whatever. Uh-huh. Right? In this one, it felt like they were building up for that with the Chowder. And then you go see part two, and then the same shit that happened in part one happened in part two, and you're just looking like, when I saw part two, I said, wow, this whole series was a complete waste of time. I'm not saying that to be funny, because like saying like, oh, I hated every movie in the series. I'm saying that in general just because how it ended made no fucking sense whatsoever. I was just like, so all that build up for these four fucking movies that led to this woman showing this leader of the vampires a fucking vision, and this battle doesn't even happen? Fuck you.
Yeah, I mean, I never read the book, so I don't know exactly how it was, but
I heard that was changed from the book, whatever.
That's probably why that one did the worst out of the whole group.
Why, that's what Lena told me, but she said that in her audience, and even her friends that she took, they still enjoyed it, whatever. They thought it was better than the book because of what it is. They thought it was a comedic relief. I was like, you don't do comedic reliefs in the last 20 minutes of this battle that's been leading up in four fucking movies.
I know, especially like I'm going to say it must be like a blockbuster franchise that's been. Yeah, you don't do that. You don't do that.
I mean, especially when it's the ending finale too, and it's like this whole franchise, they've just been setting up this battle between, when this battle's going to break out, when Bella has this child, whatever, nigga, it's like it's going to be fucking epic, whatever. And then to just find out that it's not even real, and then nothing after that happens, it's pretty much just them living happily ever after then. He's like, who the fuck pays to see this shit? Like, in my theater when I saw part two, people were like clapping and cheering and shit like that. I was just sitting there looking like,
I clapped and cheered with Harry Potter.
Yeah, because that led up to something, and like all the movies that in Harry Potter, that's all they talked about was this battle that's going to happen between Harry and Voldemort. And at the end of that film, in the last movie, they drug that battle out to, like, where Harry had to fight his minions, they had to go find his Horcrux, and then they finally had that last battle between those two or whatever, mm-hmm. and it was like, hey, that's how you end the movie when you build it up like this, whatever. With Twilight, they did the same exact thing, but their ending didn't have anything.
No, it led you up to the least happy ending. At least do something.
Yeah.
They had, even the Vision, the battle scene, I'm not going to lie, it was, I liked it. I liked the battle scene.
I agree with you, I did, because they were killing off characters. I was just like, wow, this character's been here. They even killed off Carla in the first one.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
Yeah, and then you see, it was a Vision, I'm like, what the fuck did I just see? And then something, I was like, pissed. I was so pissed.
I was like, wow, I think this battle just got a pass for me or whatever, as mm-hmm. far as getting a stream. And then when I saw that Vision, I was just like, gotta be fucking kidding me.
Yeah.
So I thought the battle was gonna happen again. I was like, alright, here we go. And it's about to get down there. And then they just walked away. I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Mm-hmm. I mean, imagine, even Lord of the Rings. They did the whole battle thing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, as boring as I find those movies, they build up to something or whatever, and it happens at the end.
Mm-hmm. And just Twilight tried, and they just failed they failed it. They failed completely.
Honestly, I remember saying when Lena gave it a seat, I was just like, honestly, I thought you would have been offended, because I thought that was kind of a slap in the face to its fans.
Yeah, if I was a fan, I would have been totally pissed, because I don't know what's in the book, what the ending is. Maybe it is the fight, I don't know. But
I heard the ending in the book is horrible, but it didn't end like this. That's
okay.
What the end told me, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I would have been pissed if this was like, if I was a teenage girl, you know, I grew up on Twilight. You know, I've seen, I'm going into the fifth movie, and they do this type of ending, I'll be so pissed off.
Yeah, exactly, especially when the part one, especially when the reason why they broke these two movies up is because the first movie's going to be about the build-up to this battle, the second one, we're going to have that epic battle, or whatever.
It didn't! The part one didn't do shit for part two, just except the pregnancy.
Thank you! It didn't do shit, like, the whole time I was watching part two, at the beginning of part two, I was just like, they really could have did this in the first fucking film. I was like, all this going around looking for other vampires and shit like that, they literally could have just like, they could have had it easily in the fucking part one. The wedding, bam. Because they opened up with the wedding. That wedding could have been done with in the first 10 minutes. The wedding, especially since it's 2.5 hours. The wedding, the honeymoon. Which they could have easily cut 10 minutes off of that.
They couldn't. They probably. Well, you had to have had that because of pregnancy. So yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, I'm saying they didn't have to cut it. I'm saying they could have cut 10 minutes of it out. Like, we didn't have to see them fucking going over and over talking about, oh, Bella, I hurt you. Oh, I never want to touch you again. No, they could have just easily just had the sex the first night. She could have woke up the next morning, found out she's pregnant. Then they could have fucking got back to the to look at Carlisle. He could have examined it. They could have did a fucking day of her pregnancy. Like going, like growing, mm-hmm. then she could have easily just had the baby in the first fucking 40 minutes of that film, whatever. And they could have did all this shit they did in part two. Could have just easily ended in that 2.5 hour time span.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, you're totally right. That's why this one is so boring, because it's more talk. It's talks for like the first hour and a half. There's no action until the wolves show up when they find out that Bella's pregnant, and then they find out.
Wolves look so bad too.
I know.
They looked horrible. Like I think the second one had the worst CG for the wolves, but this is a pretty close second to having it too. Because I swear to God, when I saw Jacob running, he was fucking floating. His legs were moving. I was just looking. I was just staring at that. I was just like, all the money these movies make, and they can't even get that shit right.
Well, the budget was 110.
But a movement on a CG wolf, that is that fucking bad? Like, that's even where I'll give Michael Bay even fucking credit on Transformers. At least the movement he has with the robots and shit in the environment, at least it looks real at some degree or whatever. Mm-hmm. But this shit, I just saw, like, some whoosh moments. It was like fucking Buzz Lightyear's helmet just whooshed back and shit.
Well, yeah, I think, though, look at, like, American Werewolf in London. That was not CG, that was old-style makeup, and that wolf looked better than this.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the fucking wolf in Thriller from Michael Jackson's music video looked better than this.
Yeah, it did.
That was at least effective. I remember I freaked out. I was like, oh, shit.
And that was a big director, too, so.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and I mean, this guy, I don't know who Bill Condon is, but.
Okay, so we get this wedding scene. What did you think of this wedding?
The
after effects of the wedding, at least.
I don't I don't really have an opinion. It's kind of like a waste of a time. Because right now you see, it's like everyone, no one knew they were getting married.
It could have montaged it easily, huh?
Because look at your reactions. The dad staring. Who I do like the dad. I like Billy Burke. He was a
great. Dad just has the like. Honestly, I'll give him the best actor in this in these films, whatever. Because he just has this look on his face, like I'm just here to collect a check now. what the fuck is going? He even looks at it now, just like what the hell is going on in this or whatever. I mean, Bella's getting married, and she still has this dumbfounded look on her face. It is annoying. It's just, and Edward has that half a crooked smile on his face or whatever. I remember I saw an interview of him too where he said, like, he was making fun of this shit. Like, he was just like, I knew stuff was wrong with it, but he's like, I just didn't care or whatever. I didn't try or whatever. I was just like, wow, that just goes to show you that you stuck around in a franchise for 5 fucking movies and you knew that it was bad, but you didn't even try to put effort into
it. That's pretty much a slap in everyone's face that saw it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, literally, he literally did just slap like all the artists, but it's like, wow, you didn't even
That's why I don't think he's gonna make it. He's gonna he has no longevity as an actor.
The thing is, he's working on like smaller films with like some directors. Like, they're not in my like favorite director, but those directors are credible. You know, they have some credibility towards them. I'm just looking at them, even though those movies were bad, still, I'm just like, directors are obviously they're getting him. Giving him work or whatever, so I mean, they must see something or whatever. I mean, who'd have thought that Bella is the one out of this whole, or Kristen Stewart is the one getting the most work out of this fucking franchise, which
I thought Taylor Lautner would have been.
I think only reason why Kristen Stewart's getting work is because she's first, number one, she's a female, and number two,
she'll fuck the director.
And these movies made a lot of fucking money, and she's a female, so they're for
no, I just movie. Thought because she'll fuck the director.
No, she only fucked one director. and did it in public, in front of my, in the movie spoiler studio, so.
Oh, okay.
I was the one that got the photos of him.
Oh, okay. I thought Taylor Lautner would have been out of the three. I thought he would have been the bigger, because he looks young. He's in good shape, you know, he's a good-looking kid. I thought he would have been. And his acting wasn't downright terrible.
It was.
He just tried so fucking hard.
His acting was terrible. I'm sorry. It was fucking disgusting. Sometimes he'd look over there. I'd just be like looking at him like, full fucking Shark Boy. This is what it led up to.
Shark Boy.
Yeah, exactly. And now you're doing movies like Grown Ups too. Yeah, awesome. Yeah, that's as far as you're going to make it in your career. Your career is done. You know, if you're around Taylor Lautner's age and you wind up in an Adam Sandler film, your career is done.
You're just going to be in.
He's the white Brandon T. Jackson now. Started off young or whatever, and you look like he had a promising career ahead of him, and then next thing you know, he's just doing some, Brandy, he did fucking Martin Lawrence fat suit shit or whatever, so this is Taylor Lautner's career.
And he's only 21.
I know, and he's fucked.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I think Chris...
Anybody that walked out of this movie, they're gonna get labeled as that Twilight person. The only one that's not getting labeled that is Kristen Stewart or whatever. Everybody else, they're getting labeled as that Twilight person.
I mean, I don't mind Kristen Stewart. I actually think she's kind of pretty in some spots.
She's ugly as fuck.
In some spots, when she actually does smile, she's actually kind of pretty.
She looks assholeyish when she fucking smiles. Like, her smiles look fake as shit when she smiles. She looks like she doesn't even want to fucking be there. She's the youngest out of the three, if I'm not mistaken, and she looks like the least that wants to be there out of all of them. It's like, you got all these millions of fans that look up to you and shit like that, and the best you can do is that half-ass crooked smile you got, and it doesn't even look real, not whatsoever.
Well, have you ever seen Adventureland with her?
Yeah, I hated her in it.
I actually liked her, and I think that was actually her best performance I've seen her.
Yeah.
I even like Snow White and the Huntsman.
Yeah, she was bad in that, too.
But she's, I mean, out of the three, you know, they, like, Robert Pattinson, he's got no career. He's probably going to be doing English movies, I guarantee it.
Well, you know, like I said, he's already been dealing with big directors, though, so you keep saying that, but he's got the most, he get the most credibility out of all three of them.
And really, he's like the ugliest leading male they could have got.
They're all ugly, if you ask me. Everybody in this fucking movie is ugly.
No, have you the sisters, Alice and...
Except for that Vision bitch, the one that can show the Vision.
Yeah, and the Nikki Reed who plays Rosalie, the one that's like a bitch to Bella throughout the whole movie, she's hot.
Yeah, I don't care for her.
She's hot, but, yeah, I mean... And Anna Kendrick's on this.
Ugh, She ought to be embarrassed for herself. What's her name? I forgot her name. Ah, fuck. Child actor. She's in here as well, too. Before Chloe Morris took her spot. What's her fucking name?
Are you talking about Dakota Fanning?
Yeah, Dakota Fanning's in it as well.
Yeah, she's Smalley in it. Maggie Grace is in it, who was in Taken.
Yeah.
Sheen.
Maggie Grace, man. Good lord, man. That one woman can look like she's fucking 12 to 21.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, I think she's like 30-something.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, if there's this movie, Lockout, if you ever see her in it, she's like, wow, she looks like she's like a full-grown woman or whatever. But you see her in Taken, she looks like a goddamn child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. But Michael Sheen, he's a big name, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, I don't know about now, but he's big at the... Well, he's big for these movies. Let's just go ahead and say that.
Okay. Yeah, he plays the leader of the Volturi, so...
Pussy.
Yeah, that's...
No, dude, that wedding... I'm sorry. Like, there's a scene where Jacob's dancing with Bella, and, like, Edward is just, like, allowing her... Like he has super hearing and shit. Like, he's pretty much Superman. He can hear all this shit, whatever. He just allows her to, like flirt with this dude, like, at the wedding and shit. I'm just looking at that, like... Who does that shit?
I know, and I can't believe they're teasing still the three-way love triangle when they're married.
I know, it's like at this point, though, it's like, why would he need to, like, honestly, that's kind of rude, honestly, if you take your wife in the back of the wedding where the ceremony is happening to dance with some other dude that she might have had a thing for or whatever. I was just looking at that like, how rude and insulting is that, honestly? And, like, Jacob still tries to make a move on her or whatever, and Edward's, like, in the background just... Sup?
And then, like, then she says she still wants to turn into a vampire and stuff, and then he gets all freaked out. She wants to have sex with Edward, and he's like, he'll die and all this stuff.
Didn't really want to spend my honeymoon writhing in pain.
What was the point? It's not like you're going to have a real honeymoon with him anyway.
It's going to be as real as anyone else's.
That's a sick joke. You are joking. What, while you're still human? You can't be serious, Bella. Like, tell me you're not that stupid.
I mean, it's really none of your business.
No, you can't do this.
Jake.
Listen to me, Bella. Jake. Let me go!
Jacob, calm down, man.
Are you out of your mind? Huh? You'll kill her!
Like, he knows way too much about this shit.
Yeah, honestly, she reminds me, I think I know why I don't like Kristen Stewart in either of that. She looks like a person that'd commit suicide.
What?
She looks like a motherfucker that'd be cutting herself and some shit like that. She looks like the type of person that'd do some shit like that, honestly. Especially in this movie, she definitely looked like, she's just like, I want to be a vampire, I want to be one with the emos, you know, I want to brood around and just go, what's up, bro?
You really see that without her?
Yeah.
Wait, in this movie or the whole series?
I'm talking about her in general.
Oh, okay.
This movie series and her in general.
Okay, I gotcha.
Like a fucking goth emo suicider kid.
Yeah, but, the wedding was terrible. I mean, that's why I said in the beginning, you see all everyone getting their invitations. Like, they never knew no one would get married. Like, their parents, Bella's parents knew... They act like she didn't know she was getting married. I'm like, really? Would you, like, if you got married, wouldn't you tell your parents unless you were eloping, but this was going to be a big ceremony?
I love it how her father doesn't know shit about her daughter or whatever. He just lets his daughter, she barely turned 18 in the films or whatever. He just lets her run off and shit these dudes or whatever. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know she's getting gang raped or anything like that. He just lets her go off, whatever. No father would let their 18-year-old daughter just run off in the woods with some strange-looking pale kid.
No. And then they go to an island in Brazil, right?
Yeah.
And
Brazil was cheap to shoot in at the time, because that's when everything was being shot in Brazil. Okay.
And then we see, like, the hour of fucking honeymoon, which is completely pointless. It's just talking.
Oh, my God. They're seeing... Okay. If he would have broke the bed, he would have killed that bitch then. I remember telling Lena this because she was like, yeah, that didn't make sense. I was like, the logic of that doesn't make any damn sense. It just doesn't. I can see if she was on top and Edward was grabbing the bed roll or whatever. But if she's in the middle of something that's breaking, her fucking body, especially how skinny she is, she has no body whatsoever, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
He would have killed that bitch.
Yeah, he would. And that's seriously... Then he's like, he sees a bruise on her, like, I'm not going to have sex with you ever again. I'm like, S&M is not your thing, man.
I laughed at this scene, dude, because he was just like, she was trying to cover him. He's like, Bella, let me see your bar. She's like, no, Ever, it's okay, whatever. He's like, Bella, let me see. And then she takes the shirt off, and he's like, oh my God, I hurt you. I can never touch you again. Bella's like, nah, it's okay, Ever. I kind of like it. It's okay, whatever. He's like, don't touch me. And he runs out of the room like a little bitch, and I was just looking at that like, and my sister and the audience was just in their chairs just clapping. I was just like, this is when I said, you know, I told my sister, I said, you know, I gotta go to the bathroom. She's like, no, you need to sit down. I know you're not gonna come back, whatever. And I was like, I was like, I'm trying to get this. I literally am. I mean, it's a phenomenon. It makes a lot of money. A lot of people go see it. And I sat there literally just, I gave it a chance. I was just sitting there like, I literally just do not get this. This is not how teenagers act at all.
This is, I mean, even go back to the very first, like, it's like right before the wedding, Edward like sneaks into Bella's bedroom again, and he says, there's something I need to say. I'm like, this shit's been going on for 4 movies, and you haven't told her everything?
But I love this scene. This is the scene I made fun of most of her, because he's like, I'm seeking your own. He's like, Bella, there's something I need to tell you. And she's like, yeah, what is it, Edward? There's something you must know about me. I kill people. And then he turns around with his hand over his mouth slow. And I looked at the and was just like, well, no fucking shit. You're a vampire. I mean, shit. I was expecting you to fucking bite my ass anytime soon, whatever. Like, like you said, this has been going on for 4 fucking movies.
Yeah. And she knows nothing about this?
She knows nothing. Like, I find it brutal. That he has to sit there and explain this shit to her, that he was a vampire and he's murdered people back in the past when he first became a vampire. I'm like, that is such a waste of fucking time. Like, I can't believe that these two are getting married and yet they are so fucking clueless of one another.
And then she's like, they were killers, Edward. I'm like, who the fuck cares? This has nothing to do with the fucking movie. You should have said this in part 1.
I know, this is the shit you set up when they first started dating. I don't remember when they was officially on or whatever, because honestly, I never knew when they were officially on in any of these fucking films. No. Bella's caught teasing between the two of these dudes so much or whatever, I'm just like, I don't know if she's dating one or the what or whatever, because she looked like she's hugging up on one, but then as soon as Jacob, like even at the wedding scene in this film, whatever, she's dancing with Edward, and then as soon as Jacob shows up, she runs off of him. It's like, Jacob's here! I'm just like, damn, bitch, didn't you just get married? I'm like, why are you getting so excited? You look more excited to see Jacob than you did at that wedding.
Yeah, it looks like, I guess Jacob was the best man. That's just weird.
Was he really the best
man? That's what he said. He goes, the best man doesn't bring a tux. Because Edward brought her out there to surprise her.
He wasn't at the wedding, though. He wasn't at the wedding. I don't think he was a best man. I think he was joking around.
Oh, okay.
Because he wasn't at the wedding whatsoever.
No, but I think Edward knew that he was out there. That's why she took him out.
Yeah,
so he kind of stirred up.
Obviously, Edward has super hearing and shit, and plus he can do shit like that. Whatever. I mean, he's a fuck. God damn, man, they made vampires' powers look so lame.
And you know what's funny? Go to the Brazil island when they're out, like, you know, in the water and everything, having sex. Yeah. It's sunny. What is he not doing?
He's not sparkling no more. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
When I first saw that dude, I was just like, fuck is wrong with his body or whatever. I thought he was gonna blow up and shit. I was like, damn, is that how they blow up in his man or whatever? But then he was just embracing it and he was just smiling at Bella. I was just like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Mm-hmm. This movie really took a step back and more to vampires.
Yeah, it made them little bitches, honestly, because the whole movie, we find out that she's pregnant or whatever. Edward is just staring outside looking at Jacob and her talk or whatever. He's just outside in the background. Where he's just a background effect, honestly, the whole movie. He's just standing there looking in the window, just, oh, I want that baby dead. I want the baby dead now.
Mm-hmm. Well, the cool... Well, if you go back to the honeymoon, it's just them talking, having sex, and then playing chess. That's pretty much an hour of that shit.
literally, people, we're not bullshitting you. Now, well, you already know. You've seen the movie or whatever. It's grossed over $1 billion, so I know you've seen the fucking movie or whatever. They literally do nothing in the whole fucking film except look anxious, talk a lot, and talk about what this baby's gonna be to the world or whatever. And then when the baby is fucking born in part two, it's the most non-lethal baby I've ever fucking seen. I'm just like, Jesus Christ, that actually would have been badass had they turned this baby into a killer and Edward had to put it down.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would have preferred that, actually, with our, like, you know how they kept talking about, like, this myth of, like, the babies that are born like this, whatever, vampire baby, they're uncontrollable. Like, their rage for blood is just, like, uncontrollable. That would have been a badass part two, honestly, if they would have did something with that.
Yeah, and the baby was CG.
Oh, my God. Why do you CG a baby? I didn't... The baby's head was just floating over. I was like, that is the... Good Lord, that looks worse than the fucking deer in Grown Ups 2.
Where did the fuck did the budget go?
These actors, I guess, I don't know.
They had to have signed, they had to have signed a contract to do all these movies at a certain price, right?
Yeah.
And so the budget was over $100 million. That's a lot in a movie. That is a lot, unless you got superstars. And none of these people are superstars.
No, everybody that came in this movie was fucking no names and yep. shit.
Yep. I mean, I think Peter Facelli, because he was married to Jenny Garth, was it.
Yeah. That was it. Edward had a small part in Harry Potter, so.
And Taylor Lautner was in Cheaper by Dozen 2 and Sharkboy.
Yeah, which didn't really what shit, so.
Yeah. So you're absolutely right. Nobody was a fucking star in this movie.
No. So
and where the fuck did the budget go? Effect. Where did the budget go?
You know, it had to be part when they came to the second film that it grows so much, whatever, that their contracts got renegotiated to make more and shit. They were probably saying this is a phenomenon. Okay. They're going to be making more, whatever, which, oh my fucking God, honestly. You know, one thing I hate about this franchise, too, is it literally, because I see all these movies that fail. You got, like, Beastly Red Riding Hood, Beautiful Creatures, Mortal Instruments, and I go, like, some of those movies are a lot goddamn more enjoyable than this shit I've seen in Twilight, whatever. And they fail hard at the box office. And I remember asking people, I was like, so what is the trend in Twilight? They just say, like, it was just first. It was just first. There is no trend to it. Because Beautiful Creatures is the one I like.
I heard that's really good.
It is really fucking good. Like, you know, I'm thinking when I went to go see it, I was just like, the trailer looked interesting, but I was just like, probably gonna be that same sappy Twilight shit I've seen or whatever. But the actors in it, you actually give a shit about their relationship. You actually want the boy to get with the girl, and you're like, wow, these two actually... Because they set him in, like, a small hick town where everybody's stupid and shit. They're all like, why are you reading those books, whatever? And he's like, he's kind of intelligent. He meets the one girl that has the same interests as him and shit. And he was like, wow, I can see these two getting together. I want them to be together now or whatever. And that movie failed hard, and I was just like, it's a shame, because there actually is some good ones like this, whatever, that fail hard when this shit is still doing well. Granted, if they made a reboot right now, this shit would still gross over $1 billion again.
I think there was talk about starting a reboot.
They want to make a TV show out of it.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, they're thinking of making
MTV?
AMC.
AMC. Oh my God, they would lose all respect if they did that.
That channel would get closed, banned right away, whatever. Walking Dead would move away.
The thing that I cracked up is that towards the end, because the werewolves want to kill the baby, because it's not natural.
Yeah.
Is after they find because Bella died during birth.
Yeah, because like I said earlier, the whole myth of a vampire baby being born this way or whatever, it's uncontrollable, so the baby has to die or whatever.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing I didn't get towards the end was that whole goddamn imprint thing.
Me too, because I even had to ask someone that was a huge Twilight fan. I'm like, imprint means, are they soulmates? She goes, yeah. I'm like, so he's 18, she's 5 seconds old, he's a pedophile.
Jacob imprinted. They can't hurt her. Whoever a wolf imprints on can't be harmed. It's their most absolute law.
And when I saw that in the theaters, because my sister kept saying, oh, here comes the imprint scene, whatever, and I was like, I looked at her and said, what? And then I remember hearing all these girls when it happened or whatever, they were just clapping and cheering. I just looked around, I was just like, So he just touched her stomach and he imprinted. I'm confused now. I don't get it. So, and then I asked myself, I was like, so what does that mean? She was like, dude, those two are meant to be together now. Whatever. I was just like, ew. I was like, isn't that a baby or something like that? She's like, yeah, but the baby grows up bigger. I was just like, so what? How old would the baby be then if it grows? Just because it grows in height? Oh. I was like, you know what this movie, what pissed me off about this movie is we have people complaining about Kick-Ass 2. I'm going to go ahead and bring this up right now because this is what pisses me off about this whole goddamn franchise. Kick-Ass 2, Mother just coming out. You shouldn't take your child to see this movie. Little girl in the movie is saying cunt. The word ass is in the title, whatever. But yet they go take their fucking children, their underage girls, who are not at 18 or whatever. They go take these girls to go see this shit. Where what are they selling to you in this film? They're selling to you a wedding at an early age.
Yep.
Pregnancy, teen pregnancy. They're selling your fucking your period when that shit's supposed to happen. They're selling pedophilia to whatever at some time.
And what's the 100-year-old? Oh, that doesn't. He's dead.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
They're selling that to you. They're selling everything that's what's wrong with America for teen
being America. A cock tease to two guys.
Yeah, oh yeah, being a bitch and just cock teasing two guys. Even when you're married, you can still string along a guy and shit like that, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, this doesn't get the ban or anything like that or whatever. Like, nobody comes out in outrage, and it's not, the most outrage that comes out is, oh, this movie's horrible. That's it, whatever. And the outrage on that, when I saw this film, I was just like, they're selling some of the most shit to little girls that should not even be seeing this shit, honestly.
Exactly, that's a very, very good point. But, like, Twilight's aimed at the teenage tweens. Kick-Ass is aimed more at the 20-year-olds, 18, yeah. College students. It's aimed at college students.
But it's funny because, but it's saying, but the parents that come out and come up, they're complaining that their kid, the girl that's in it, she's not over 18 or anything like that. And the girl that, what she's saying or whatever, that's offensive or whatever. And I'm like, honestly, you know it or not, your daughter probably says that word a lot more than you know it or not. Trust me, because I know a lot of kids that do that behind their parents. And second of all, you took your fucking daughter to go see Twilight. So you're a fucking hypocrite then.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I just can't believe that this movie is so acclaimed by people that they made so much money. It just does not make any sense.
No, this is probably the $1 billion movie that I had to scratch my head literally.
Look at Bella when she, after she dies, when she's getting pregnant, she's getting sick because her body can't handle a vampire baby. Yeah. That makeup was actually pretty good. She kind of looked like Skeletor a little bit, but...
Oh, yeah, the makeup got, like, on her, like, as far as her being pale and shit like that over there, I was like, oh, that looks decent.
It was passable.
Yeah, it was passable. I was like, but you know what? And then again, I was like, makeup is easy to do, though.
Yeah.
I was like, makeup is easy to do. CG.
Yeah.
That's a fucking problem now, okay? Because I was like, this movie is labeled with CG all over it or whatever, and not one of it looked good. I was just looking at it like, every movie I know with bad CG in it has, like, at least one good shot in it.
And this one doesn't.
This one doesn't even have one good shot at it. I was like, even with Edward moving at super speed, I was like, oh god, I hope they never make a Flash movie now.
the thing that just bones me, that when they come back to Forks, her dad comes over and sees her, and, you know, kind of hiding the pregnancy, right?
Yeah, which I don't know how you can do that, but...
Okay. Yeah, and she's, what, maybe 7 months pregnant at the time?
Yeah, well, yeah, I would imagine even more than that, because the baby's growth, like, the baby grows, like, in an hour, right? I mean, it's like...
Well, you remember this part, too, that he goes to the house, and she's running, rocking, talking, all that stuff. And he's like, wow, you got big.
The baby was grown when he saw her in part two. Like, not grown, like, she was, like, 7 years old looking in the
It looked like, yeah. And I don't know what the time difference between part one and part two, so.
Well, there's no time difference. Remember, it starts off literally right after part one ended.
Does it? It's been a while since I've seen it.
Yeah, it literally picks up right after where part one ended. Like, it starts off with that scene of her laying on the table or whatever. So I was like, honestly, there's no year time span here passing by. It's just days passing by. Like, the father doesn't look at her and, like he doesn't look at her and question her. He's like, how the fuck is that baby so goddamn girl? How long have you had this kid for? Because you're 18 in this movie. That baby is 6 or 7 years old.
Mm-hmm. This thing, the funny thing, it's actually after watching this and looking back at the previous series, that Jacob's so fascinated with Bella that the imprint is pretty much involuntary. It just happens. Wouldn't he know? He would know. He should know this. I hope he knows this. That he never imprinted her at all. Wouldn't that mean you're not soulmates, but yet he keeps going after her?
I don't know how this whole damn imprint thing works or whatever, because if he can just do that, like, does that only work with newborns or something?
No, I guess it just happens when you find your soulmate.
Why he just didn't do that shit on Bella and just trick that bitch into marrying
her? I don't know if he can do it when he wants to or if it just happens. I don't know, because it doesn't make any sense.
Because it looked like all he did in the movie was just touch her.
Yeah.
All he did was touch her stomach, and that bitch started glowing. I was like, okay, what the fuck is this?
And then we see like a futuristic videos of him and Bella, or Resamine, or whatever her stupid ass name is.
Rosamine, whatever the fuck that bitch's name.
That was a stupid ass name.
I'm sorry, that whole ending was just... Oh man, this part one, man, it was so, like, it was a chore literally to sit up here, like, 2 hours, dude. I was just sitting there looking like, something gonna happen, at least keep me interested, whatever. And even when part two came out, I was like, well, at least they got all that build up out the way, so now we can just get right to the action.
And it somewhat didn't, but...
Nope, didn't even do that. I was just like, everything they covered in that first film didn't get brought up to the last 10, 15 minutes of that second film. And it went nowhere, and I was just sitting there looking like, oh my god.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm like...
It literally was a piece of shit, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have anything else to say about this movie.
This was the worst compared to the
whole series. This one and New... I thought New Moon was boring as fuck.
That was the second one, right?
That was the second one. I thought that was boring as fuck. Shit.
That was god-awful.
And then this one topped it.
Yeah. They're about tied for me. Like, just because there's a lot more, like, somewhat action in that film, whatever, and it looks so goddamn bad. It looks so amateurish. And the funny thing is, there's a different director on each one of these fucking movies, and they all look like they could have been directed by the same person.
And even part one and part two?
Yeah. Honestly, they look like it's like, because none of them look like they're any better. They don't look like they don't look any better. They don't look different. There's no different style taken on it. Like, you can't tell, like with Harry Potter, the first two films, and then you get to the third one, you can tell all the way, there's a fucking different director on it. But when this one, when it just aired, I'm just like, honestly, I don't even know why they kept switching directors, because...
Well, Breaking Dawn's the same director, but all the other ones are different.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, they could have just fucking got the same person to do this, because they all, like, none of the directors they had on it took their own style and put it into the film.
I mean, isn't Stephanie Meyer kind of, like, ashamed of this now?
She's a consultant on all of these fucking films. She's just like J.K. Rowling was on Harry Potter or whatever and shit, so she shouldn't be ashamed of shit. Because at least J.K. Rowling, when they did something she didn't like in the film, she said, hey, no, take that shit out of there. I don't want that. But it looked like Stephanie Meyer just went along with the goddamn film.
Because she knew she was going to make a lot of money. That's all she cared.
I want to say she even appeared a cameo in one of them. I can't remember which one it was. She was at the table or some shit like that.
Oh, so... I mean, she also did The Host, I believe.
That's worse than Twilight.
She wrote The Host.
That's worse than Twilight.
So, I mean, she has a following because her books are being movies.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why. I think The Host just got made because of Twilight. That's all.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? The thing was, it was like we got to turn another one of her books into it, see if we can get another. Because they wanted another franchise, of course. And it was like her name is a household name because of those movies, because it's making money. Mm-hmm. And then when that movie came out, she had nothing to do with the film, whatever. I heard she was producer or something like that, whatever. But it turned out, like, that movie didn't make shit, whatever. And it's like, no, Stephanie Meyer's name is not a goddamn household name to be making money or whatever. She's no J.K. Rowling or anything like that, whatever. Those movies just got lucky.
Yeah.
The host was fucking bad anyway, whatever.
Yeah, and anyone got 9% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's too fucking generous. They should have gave that shit lower. They should have gave that shit lower than that.
And it barely made over budget, so who knows if there's going to be another one.
Yeah, maybe she is a good writer. I don't know. I've never read any of her books or whatever.
People must love her books, because her books are bestsellers. So maybe she is a good writer. It's just that
everybody's books is a bestseller these days. So.
Yeah, it's just maybe her maybe
every
books.
Every time they make a movie of some fucking book, they always go bestselling author. I'm like, god damn, how many bestselling books are there?
Maybe this just proves that books should not be turned into movies.
Well, see, that's my thing about, because I always hear people complaining and making comparisons to the books and shit. Like, I hate that shit. You're reviewing a whole different media of entertainment here. You should not be making any kind of comparisons to the book whatsoever.
I mean, if it was a TV show, it's different. But a book, you can only go as far as what's written. Like, I think everyone says the Harry Potter books kind of stayed the same.
No, only the first two did.
Oh, what was Christopher Columbus, and it kind of went...
Yeah, and then they switched. That's when J.K. Rowling stepped in and said, you guys got to switch this up or whatever. The first two were, like, close to the book because of the shit.
Okay.
Remember me and Lena had this discussion or whatever, because we were talking about the first two could be, like, honestly, they could be the same goddamn movie because they follow the book so goddamn well, and that they don't attract that mainstream audience that or whatever. But once they started fucking switching things up, whatever, which is what they did, it started attracting more of a mainstream audience. It made me more invested in Harry Potter when I started seeing the later films.
Yeah, and I love the Harry Potter series, but I'm not going to say this one, Twilight, is even on par. It isn't even in the same room as this.
That's why I hated at the Oscars when they had Daniel Radcliffe go up there with Kristen Stewart. I was like, why would those two even be presenting an award together? I was like, they're not even in the... People just hear fantasy, and then they just easily compare it, like Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, Harry Potter, Twilight. It's like they just hear the word fantasy and compare it to whatever thing they can catapult it to.
Exactly. That's a very good point.
Yes. Hey, you know, I'm giving it a fuck it, dude. I hated this fucking movie. There's nothing here to enjoy at all, whatever. Unless you like seeing two people, no, three people who have no talent whatsoever just argue and talk all day, whatever, and shit like that, unless you see that. Which, you know what? Movies can be done. I saw an HBO special with Tommy Lee Jones and Samuel Jackson where they just sat in a room all day, and it's like about an hour long.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and it was fucking great. Like the dialogue in it just gets better. It gets more intense as they sit in this room. Like, Tommy Lee Jones wants to leave and shit, and Samuel Jackson like, wait, sit down, let's continue having debates and shit like that. And I was like, wow, this is really good, actually, whatever.
Well, you gotta see Samuel Jackson, come on. He could be cleaning windows and make it interesting.
Well, I'm saying, though, it's the fucking dialogue, though, man. It's a fucking dialogue. I mean, it's boring as shit, but at the same time, it all depends on what fucking dialogue you have and how you bring it up and everything. And they had great topics to talk about. And Twilight, they ain't shit to talk about. Like, everything that could be cool in this film, they take it down a notch and make it into a love story.
Yeah, this is why we kind of just... There's really nothing to talk about this movie. It's because it's so fucking boring. There's three parts. The wedding, the honeymoon, the pregnancy. That's it. That's all this is. This was a huge, 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 huge letdown going into part two.
Can you call those parts, though? Because those...
Well, okay, okay. Elements of the movie.
Because those happen so early. The first two parts happen so early in the film that after that, like... After that first 30 minutes, which was the wedding and the honeymoon or whatever, it's just them sitting in a room.
Yeah, she's pretty much bedridden the whole fucking movie.
Yeah, exactly. She's bedridden. I can't. And I actually got death threats from Kristen Stewart's fan club and shit.
Shut up.
Yeah, you didn't hear about this last year when we reviewed Twilight?
No.
Okay, go back and look at that review or whatever. But yeah, we fucking... remember that fat British bitch that was crying over Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson breaking up and shit like that? She's part of this fan club that sent me death threats and shit.
Really?
They sent me on Twitter and shit like that. They were just like, well, honey, if you don't like the great actress in Bella, then you could, Kristen Stewart, then you could just die and I hope you rotten everywhere you go, whatever. And I was like, I'll be rotten in hell, but hopefully you guys will be joining me.
Okay.
And then they just kept sending me messages after messages or whatever. Like, I guess he kept telling people in that fan club of my hatred for and like I just had like a barrage of 14-year-olds sending me tweets and emails and shit. I was like, oh my god, it's just...
Well, we're probably gonna get more shit this time, so
yeah, fuck you people. Twilight's stupid as shit.
My rating is no bag.
I've never heard you give that rating.
It's a zero. There's nothing interesting about this movie.
I've never heard you give that rating.
Well, we haven't had anything to give.
Well, I'm talking about you in general. Since I've heard you start ever doing movies, I've never heard you give a zero.
This movie is a complete 100% zero.
So you always find something a little bit to like about a film, whatever.
Like, what did I tell you? Like, I seen this movie once, and then I was watching it today, and I was like, 45 minutes, I'm like, fuck this movie, I can't watch it. I remember why I hate this movie, and it keeps going on. I remember everything. So I'm like, this just brings back bad memories.
Jesus. Once again, Z always finds something to like about a film and just gives it a pass. This is the first zero bag I've ever heard him give.
This is a complete 100% zero. There's nothing interesting about this movie. The pregnancy, I mean, the only good thing is how they had the makeup when she looked like Skeletor. That's the only good thing.
That lasts for about 5 seconds.
And the final lasts about 5 seconds when she's dead. And the baby finally...
Oh, that scene of Edward eating her vagina out.
Yeah. And then the baby...
Eating her placenta and shit like that. I was like, ew, dude, what the fuck?
And then the baby being CGI, which is a what the fuck?
Why do you need a CGI baby? I don't understand.
Just at least get a doll, you know? Don't CGI a baby.
Do anything, but damn, I've never seen a baby CG. This movie should be put in the 100 top movie history level, whatever, of first movie to ever CG a child.
It might be. But don't, seriously, this is the worst one out of the entire series.
Yeah, I would agree.
If I was a teenage girl and I saw this, I'd be throwing, like, drinks and popcorn at the fucking screen. Like, you fucking assholes.
This was Lena's favorite in the series.
Well, whatever. She has no shit.
I'm telling you, this show is boring, dude. I would love to watch this with you together one day.
She has no shit.
Just sitting there looking at each other. That'll be our first video for a video review for Throwback.
No, I want to do Sharknado.
Sharknado? Looking at this shit, Twilight. Oh my god. I wonder. Whenever I come back to Ohio, we're all gonna sit down, me, you, Sock, and all. We're just gonna sit there and watch all of them back to back.
Oh god.
We'll have a bet. Whoever can last the longest.
Okay. Okay. I'm on for that one.
I think I give up after the second film. As soon as it starts, I'm like, well, I gotta go.
I'm on. They're doing the Twilight series on iOpen Podcast this year.
I know.
I can already guarantee you all of them are going to give it a zero.
Except for the Sock. He loves it.
Yeah.
he gets girly for it. Last time I was out there with you guys, he was just like, I can't fucking wait for part two. He was all excited in that truckler show. I was like, I hope he's cracking jokes. I hope he ain't serious because he just looked excited.
Yeah.
He was really upset that the vampires didn't sparkle anymore.
Yeah, that is kind of retarded. Why would you not keep that up?
They only did it in the first film, right?
That's kind of a... he was going to expose himself sparkling in part two.
He's in sunlight the whole rest of the series.
Yeah. Especially in the first one where he's going to school where they're all smiling, they're dating and stuff, and he's not sparkling. Yeah, that's a huge plot thing that they... completely got rid of.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Whatever.
Ready for some comments, man?
Sure, go ahead.
Alright, so, the first one comes from The Movie Fucker. This comes from our best and worst of, which, I had a lot of fun with that,
I did too.
Back to the Ender Summer Special. That was an awesome show.
That was a fun-ass show, yeah, it was.
Yeah, exactly. Probably gonna listen to that again, playing right back home, whatever. But I fucking love that show. That was a great show. I always love doing those best and worst of specials.
We had to do one. We got a couple months. We do best of the year.
Oh, yeah, we gotta do the best of the year and the end of the worst of the year. Movie Fucker says, "Hey, P1, how come this the end wasn't on your top three list?" He always asks me some weird ass questions and shit. Cause it wasn't. That's why.
Well, I thought about that because I really enjoyed This Is the End. I really did, but. Over Iron Man and Fast 6 and World War Z? No. We only had to pick three movies. That would probably like top five.
I don't even think that... Well, because obviously I've seen more than you. I don't even think that would make my top 10, to be honest.
Really? That movie is fucking hilarious.
There were some parts in it that I didn't really care for, and I thought it went on too long. Like, for me, comedy should never be over 2 hours, first of all.
Yeah, I could agree on that one, too.
Because it'll lose itself. Because there's no time to have a break in between of laughter or whatever. So, you know, you just constantly gag after gag, whatever, where some of the jokes aren't going to be on par as the first one, whatever. But I did enjoy the film, whatever, but if anything, if it did make my top 10, it'd probably be number 10.
Okay.
So, we will see, but yeah, that's why. Obviously, Two Guns was much better than that, honestly. Well, for me, at least.
I like Two Guns, too, yeah.
Yeah, and honestly, you know what? If it came down to it, Kick-Ass 2 would make it before This Is the End.
Oh, yeah, I would probably say that, too. Yeah, I mean, This Is the End is definitely a top 10 of my summer, but top 5 is Kick-Ass and Two Guns. Near, yeah, you're totally, yeah. We're both pretty much on the same page. There's just too many, there's better movies than This Is the End.
Yeah, with This Is the End, I have no, because I saw it twice, And I didn't really enjoy it as much the second time as I did the first time.
I heard that a lot of people say that a lot of comedy movies, that you gotta see it again. Like Wedding Crashers, I enjoyed that first seeing it, and then, you know, you see it over and over again, it's kind of like, eh. Because you know the funny parts.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing with comedy, is like the comedy has to catch you off guard and shit like that. Like, and when you see a movie and you already know when it's about to come, whatever, like, honestly, then, you know, it kind of takes the fun out of it. It's kind of like with horror movies, too. I don't think you should see a horror movie over again and again, unless it's, like, really that smart and good. But if it's a movie that's, like, trying to scare you and shit like that, I don't think you should see it more than once.
Because, yeah, it's like Cabin in the Woods. That's the type of movie you can see multiple times, because it's...
Yeah.
And, like, but, like, Jason or Freddy or Halloween, no, you can see it every once in a great while, but Cabin in the Woods is the type of a movie, or even Evil Dead, that you can see multiple times.
Yeah, like, Exorcism, my favorite horror movie of all time, whatever. I don't watch that movie, like, over and over again. It's, like, once a year, maybe, just to keep it fresh for me, you know? Mm-hmm. Just so I can try to forget some parts that happened, whatever, because I think it's still scary today or whatever, but if I was to watch it every goddamn week or something, or back-to-back, then it probably wouldn't have that effect on me as much, whatever. And
like,
I think the same thing goes for comedy.
Yeah, comedy. I mean, action. I think comedy and horror are probably the hardest ones to rewatch.
Oh yeah.
So I'm on the same boat with you.
They're the hardest ones to pull off too, as far as making the films as well. Because comedies, if you don't make me laugh in a comedy, then you get no rating from me. That's your job. Your job, if you're making a comedy movie, is to make me laugh. And if I don't laugh, then you just failed. So a horror movie, you're supposed to make me scared or have some kind of emotion or something like that. And if I don't have it, then you failed again. It's a lot harder to do those two movies.
So if it's a drama, you gotta cry?
It's not so much with a drama or whatever. You'd, like, the actor's got to be great or whatever. I mean, the dialogue and stuff like that. I mean, I don't have to cry in it, but, you know, like...
You gotta feel. Okay. You gotta feel with the characters.
Yeah, exactly. I gotta feel the emotion, whatever. You know, I gotta like. Obviously, which I saw The Devil. It's not a fucking drama, but I cried in that film. So I mean, like,
I wanted to cry.
I wanted to cry because I was like, why do I have so much hurt and pain on me?
exactly.
On a murder, Social Network. It's a great drama, but it didn't make me cry. You know.
Is it a drama?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what to classify that.
Yeah, it's a drama.
I don't, okay.
If you want. Next comment here comes from Timothy. This was fucking epic. Hearing podcast lists are always my favorite kind of shows. Great show, guys, and glad to hear about that about Fruitvale Station TPO. I definitely want to check that out.
I want to see it.
Yeah, I think everybody should check that out. I remember Lee who asked me, he was like, is it one of those movies where it's going to make me feel guilty to be white? Nah! I said, Lehu, you should feel guilty every day about being white.
That was a good question. But is he true?
Especially when movies like The Butler come out, you should feel guilty every goddamn day.
No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but thanks for the comment, Timothy. Next comment comes from Darren. He says, I'm shocked, TPO. I thought for sure Iron Man 3 would be your number one, but then again, you always pull something like that in your list. Great job, guys. This was an awesome episode, and can't wait to hear more from the most phenomenal podcast ever. Ever.
I was kind of surprised, but then when you said Iron Man 3 for 2, then I kind of realized what number 1 was.
Oh, okay.
Because we talked about that.
Yeah, we did, actually. I think I talked to you.
We talked about it like a while ago before we even said we were doing that show.
Well, you're the only one I've actually talked about for Fruitvale Station 4, too.
Yeah, I mean, you told me that was probably your favorite. This was like months ago when it first came out, before we even said we were doing the best show.
Yeah, because it came out in March for South by Southwest Film Festival, and they actually showed it at the LA Film Festival, which was at... what month was it? I think it was June. Yeah, it was like a week after my birthday or whatever. I remember seeing it there. And I remember saying, I like this film a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, well, I already said about the director and all that, whatever. I found it more intriguing. I was like, I like it. I love it a lot, whatever. Michael B. Jordan. It's always great, once again, to see a young actor just have you on every one of his words and lines, whatever. Just like, wow, it's so amazing. Especially a black young actor, too, at that.
Mm-hmm.
Which we don't get very often, or whatever. When you see that, it's just like, well, how long before your career is over? But I like the work that Michael B. Jordan is getting with the smaller releases he get, because every small release he does, whatever, it's just fucking amazing, honestly. It's just, you're just waiting for that one big call he's going to get where it's just like, Michael B. Jordan, we want you to be fucking, I don't know, shit, the Black Spider-Man. How about that?
Okay. He could play a black superhero.
Yeah, well, there is a black and well, his name is Miles Morales. He's black and Spanish Spider-Man or whatever in the new comics or whatever. But you can pull that off if you want to. He's a little older, but you know, yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, something to look forward to.
Yeah, so hopefully he keeps getting work. It'd be a shame if he doesn't get nominated. I'll slap the fuck out of somebody. I'll slap Zeke. How about that?
All right, do that.
Next comment here comes from Cody. Man, Cody says, I'm going to be that guy and say, you know, it's been a lackluster summer when Iron Man 3 is number two on your list. 2014, don't let me down. He's one of those that doesn't like Iron Man 3.
Really?
Yeah, which is funny because before I flew out here, I was talking to one of my buddies at Collider.com, the critic over there, and he was like, honestly, you got to be weird if you don't like Iron Man 3 because that movie doesn't have too many problems, and the problems I hear people bring up is like
they're creating the problem themselves.
Yeah, well, the thing with because he was telling me we had a long talk about the Mandarin. He's like, I find it funny that the people that read the comic books are the ones that are not having a problem with the Mandarin change, but the people that haven't read it are the one complaining. Well, why do you have to be a comedic relief? And I was like, you know what? That is true. Everybody that I know that didn't read it are the ones that have the problems with that change for the Mandarin. And I'm like, they don't even know that fucking character, though.
Mm-hmm.
That character was a joke. I told you in our best of where I was just like, I was a little worried when they were going to do that character. I was like, I don't know. I didn't know how that was going to work out, honestly. But I thought that what they did with him was great. And having Guy Pearce be the main central villain, hey, that was badass, because what the fuck was the Mandarin going to do? If they would have did, they would have had to introduce a whole realm of magic and shit like that. That would have been too much of a film. And Guy Pearce had that... I'm sorry, that was one of the best action scenes I've seen all year, was that ending.
Yeah.
That ending action scene with the whole switching, fighting each one of these extremist guys, whatever. I thought that was a badass choreography scene.
Yeah, I thought that scene was good. I did love the Mandarin story. I thought it was really different, and they don't tell you, they don't give it away in the trailer. It's like it really does hit you.
Yeah, exactly. Did you not have a reaction to it?
I did. I'm like, holy shit. Well, I knew about it before going in, but I liked it. I love the build up, seeing that this is going to be the Mandarin, and they kind of do it. I loved how they did it.
I thought that was great marketing, because that trailer kept hunting for months. Mandarin's gonna be the villain. Oh, Mandarin's gonna be the villain, whatever. And then the trailer comes out, and you see the Mandarin. All you see is one shot of Guy Pearce in it, and all you see is the Mandarin. And so you're like, what part is Guy Pearce gonna play? He's gonna be like Sam Rockwell in part two, whatever.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I thought that too, actually. You know, and then when I saw what happened with the Mandarin in the film, I was like, this is probably the first superhero film or big blockbuster action summer film that just like completely caught me off guard.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that.
Yeah, that's why I like, and I'm with Cody. This summer has been lackluster, like he says, but there's a lot of good movies that people do say are shit, but there's some good movies out there this summer.
Yeah, the thing about the good movies is just they don't hold up as being like, that's fucking amazing, like last year was. Like I saw like my top 10 list from last year. Honestly, I can go back and say that's in my top 100 of best of films.
Mm-hmm.
Of like stuff I know, because I own each and every one of those, whatever. Like this year, I really have no intention of rushing out to get stuff or whatever. I mean, even the limited release films too, whatever. Like last year, there was a lot of great limited release films last year, and even the ones this year was just kind of been like, eh, you know, I'm just, mm-hmm. eh. Like literally this year is just like Hollywood's dumping bag.
It is. I mean, you have stuff like People's After Earth, Internship, Grown Ups 2, Percy Jackson, Jobs, you know. But the good ones, World War Z, This Is the End, Pacific Rim, Fast 6, you know, stuff like that. There's good movies, just that next summer is going to be a blowout of fucking shit.
You know what? Actually, this year has kind of not got me that excited for next year. Because last year I was saying the same shit, like the summer was like, this year's been so great or whatever, next year's gonna be action packed with all these films coming out. And then I was thinking after Iron Man 3, I was like, it's gonna really pick up when Iron Man 3 picked up. And then Iron Man 3, who would have thought that 2 months later, that's still the only good movie I saw until World War Z came out. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, man, what a big letdown that was for me then, whatever. So like next year I'm kind of holding my guard back a little bit, you know. Just
like, well, just, what comes out next year? You got X-Men 2, First Class, Transformers.
Ugh.
I think Captain America got pushed back, didn't it?
No, it's coming out next year.
You mean this year or next year?
Next year.
Okay, RoboCop?
Captain America comes out in April, I believe.
Yeah, they moved it back. I thought it was... Oh, Thor comes out in November. I thought, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Captain America, which is supposed to be good. Spider-Man 2. I guess Godzilla.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy, Fast 7, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. You know, there's some good movies coming out next year. Ninja Turtles, Sin City.
Well, you haven't seen... No, there, Ninja Turtles got pushed back.
Yeah, Ninja Turtles got pushed back to August.
Now, you say good movies. I just say good properties.
Okay, that's a good point.
I haven't seen any of
those. Okay, here's one that's going to top it. Interstellar.
I don't know that yet. I don't know that yet.
It's a Nolan film with huge, great fucking actors.
The last Nolan film I saw was Dark Knight Rises, and that had some bad writing in it. And last thing I saw him on was fucking Man of Steel, so... I don't know that.
We'll just say Interstellar's probably might be the best one.
I highly doubt that, but we'll see.
We'll see.
Fanboys, get off Nolan's dick. Okay. we'll wait and see, whatever, because I don't know.
We have over a year to see Interstellar.
Yeah, exactly. Last comment here comes from Andrew. He says, he replies back to Cody, he says, 80% on Rotten Tomatoes would have to disagree with you on that. Iron Man 3 was still a well-directed film. Acting was great, dialogue was great, and they did a lot of new action scenes with Tony Stark and Iron Man itself that hasn't been done in Iron Man films. The only real complaint I hear people give in Iron Man 3 is that whole Mandarin thing, but I didn't even know who he really was and found it funny what they did in the film.
I would say they did stuff that hasn't been done in superhero films, too.
Yeah, I mean, I can say that, too, honestly. I thought with Shane Black directing it, I thought he added a lot of new action scenes. I've never thought about the whole super thing like you just said, whatever. But I thought, like, I'd never seen this in an Iron Man film before.
Mm-hmm.
For me. But, yeah, I could agree with you what they did on Superfine. You know what? I'll go ahead and say once again, I thought the marketing was great, honestly.
It is.
Catch me off guard like that or whatever, which movies do not do whatsoever.
Especially when that's supposed to be as...
hyped up as this.
Well, not hyped up. I mean, you're supposed to know everything that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, superhero movies aren't supposed to surprise you like Iron Man 3 did.
Yeah, exactly.
It's supposed to be like, you know, it's the cookie cutter image of every superhero movie.
Yeah, exactly. It has that first, middle, and end.
Like if, say, Alfred died in Dark Knight Rises, I'd fucking be freaked out because I'd be like, that surprised the hell out of me if that happened, you know? But I was surprised I didn't go the whole break the back thing, though. That was actually a kind of surprise on my part.
I wasn't surprised because I figured out what books they were going off of, so...
Oh, okay. But, the Mandarin thing, that's what it was. It was a surprise, and people are going to either love it or hate it. You can't... There's no in-between.
Yeah, there is... It's that good or bad. It's either you love it or you hate it. It's not one of... It's not a good... It's... I think it's good. I think it was good.
I mean, yeah. It's both on second of our both list, and doesn't mean we don't hate it. I just, like, you like Fruitvale Station, I like World War Z better.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
World War Z is definitely going to be in my top five, probably.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, it is.
It was that choice between Two Guns, that, and some other films. Like, number three was really hard to put in there. I was like, oh, thinking about it, but, you know, hey.
It was a tough summer to pick your three favorite movies.
And I thought Iron Man 2 was the best action film of the summer.
You mean 3?
Oh yeah, Iron Man 3, I mean. Yeah.
There's nothing good about Iron Man 2.
Iron Man 2 is good. What are you talking about?
It's the worst one out of the three.
Oh yeah, it is the bad one out of three, but I rewatched that movie over, I was just like, I think people giving this film a lot of shit.
I just gave a shit because they completely whiffed on Whiplash.
That was the only problem I had with that film is that they had a cool ass villain in it, and yet they didn't do anything with
it. And their main villain was Sam Rockwell.
Yeah, he wasn't a main villain.
I would say over Whiplash, yeah.
I don't think he was a villain because he never had face-to-face time with Tony Stark.
Okay, well, he was the monitor to Whiplash.
Yeah.
So.
He was the
backer.
He was kind of like the minor Ra's al Ghul to what's his name?
Bane?
To Scarecrow.
Oh, okay, the first one, okay.
Yeah, he was kind of like Scarecrow for that or whatever, you know.
Okay, I see that now.
And fucking Sam Rockwell was great.
I love Sam Rockwell. Seven Psychopaths, awesome movie.
Oh my god. But yeah, that's all the comments we got here, man. All the ones we're going
to
be reading
today. I can't wait for next week's comments.
Oh man, next week. Yeah, exactly, when we get all this hate.
I guarantee you we're going to have more girls than guys.
Yeah, well, we'll see. But yeah, so this is Throwback Tuesday, episode 14. I am your host, the phenomenal one of MovieSpoilersPodcast.com, Mr. Best in the World himself.
This is Z from EOPodcast.com and TheFanCritic.com and Best Director and Best Writer for Eye Open Pictures.
I knew he was going to say that, so that's why I had
to
say Best in the World, you know.
I got to keep my titles long, too.
Yeah, exactly. I see what you're saying. I saw you like, "Oh, best director." I was like, "Well, I got one too. Best in the world, right here, man."
Yeah,
I got a shirt that says that too.
You're best in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I said the world.
That's why you're getting kicked out of the country tomorrow.
Exactly. That's why I'm getting out of the country, or whatever. Well, on the front of the shirt it says P1, and on the back it says "Best in the World." So,
all right.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
See best that? In the world.
That's me.
Wait till you see that. You can buy that at MovieSpoilersPodcast.com.
Yeah, exactly. You could buy that on or go to our shirt site, moviespoilerspodcast.spreadshirt.com. You'll see it there. And if you want to be the best in the world, you let me know.
We need Throwback Tuesday shirts.
That is true, probably. Yeah, we do
need it. We need to get a picture.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to think about that. Hey, well, anyway, later, y'all.
Later.
And fuck you 14-year-old girls, too, by the way.
I've waited 100 years. I'd wait a million more for you. Nothing prepared me for but the privilege of being yours. I do. If I had only felt the warmth within your touch, if I had only seen how you smile when you blush, or how you curl.